Ramsey TV.
Guess what I'm going to point out to you today? You'll never guess. You'll never guess in a million years. But if you guessed Christian hypocrisy, then you are absolutely right. I'm Martin Zender, the host of MZTV, am going to point out a Christian hypocrisy that maybe, possibly, it's hard to believe, I know, it's possible that I have never pointed this one out before. Yeah, so hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Here it is. Christians hate and refuse to acknowledge the fact that God does evil, don't they? They're squeamish. They're frightened. They're scared. It's very, very dangerous to say that God does evil, according to them. Because they, you see, must polish God's reputation. They must fix his resume. Because God says some crazy things, as he did in Isaiah 45:7, namely, I create evil. Many of you have heard this anecdote before. I have new people, again, watching the show. Many of you haven't heard this. I confronted a guy, a mainstream Christian guy, with this truth one time. I said, don't you know God created evil? We were talking about all the bad things that happen in the world. And he said, well, God's not responsible for those. Not responsible. I said, do you realize that you're teaching the irresponsibility of God? Because if God's not responsible, then he's irresponsible. I make sense for a living. There's Exhibit A. He said, no, God didn't create evil. I said, yes, he did. He said, well, I said, it's in the scriptures. He said, and I said, it's Isaiah 45:7. He said, you would have to show me that in the King James Version. I said, what's that Bible you're holding there? He says, King James Version. I said, give me the King James Version. Opened it up to Isaiah 45:7. I said, please read that. I, the Lord, creator of heaven and earth, I create good and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. He's staring it in the face. He looked at it, looked up to me and said, I don't believe that. What are you going to do? What are you going to do at that point? Christians, even though they're looking the text in the face, that God created evil. And the argument goes, well, yeah, he created evil, but he does it. But all the evil things that happened afterwards, he's not responsible for. Like the specific acts. He's not responsible for those. But are they not evil acts? Yes. And who created evil? So Christians must distance God from evil, and they do it for his own good because, see, God is too pure, too holy, too sacred, too really too high and mighty to even be sullied or soiled with evil. And yet, observe this, my friends. Christians believe that God will eternally torment his enemies in hell for eternity. But he doesn't do evil. No, he doesn't do evil. And yet, God, the God who they believe is so pure, so holy, so righteous, so good, that he wouldn't harm a flea, this same God is going to eternally torment your parents, your children, your uncles, possibly even some of your aunts in hell for eternity. That is a Christian hypocrisy that has ears like Dumbo and it's flying through the room. Here's the problem. They assume that evil has no purpose. And this would be a nightmare if it were true. I'm going to get to that in a second. Evil has a great purpose. It always brings about a greater good that couldn't come except for the evil. But eternal torment, on the other hand, is a fallacy. It's a theological fiction. It is not in any, it is not defended, it is not taught, it is not even hinted at in any properly translated scripture. Yet they believe in that. They believe in that. But they don't believe in the bad things that happen in this world that if we were to follow them through, we would see that every single bad thing, i.e. evil thing that God brought into the world was necessary and will eventually be justified. Exhibit A, the cross of Christ. Many of you have heard me say over the years, those who fight me on this topic, they present to me these horrible evils and they think that I, who teach that all is of God, am finally going to capitulate when they share with me the worst evil they can ever imagine. It usually has to do with raping a child or a parent abusing a child. And I, of course, admit to them that that's evil. And I'll admit to you right now that I'm not comfortable with evil. I don't like evil, but I'm not God. God is wise. He brings everything into existence for a purpose. I believe that all is of God, 2 Corinthians 5:18. All is out of him, through him, and for him, Romans 11:36. And as distasteful as that is to some people, the alternative is worse. The alternative is a world in chaos. It's tough believing that God does evil, that God created evil, and he's responsible for evil. It's tough. Yes, it is. But what would be tougher is to think that evil is random, it's chaotic, it has no purpose, and it's out of control. Because if God doesn't control it, who does? Well, the obvious answer from the Christian world is Satan. Satan controls evil. And God can't stop him. Because if God could stop him and didn't stop him, God would be just as responsible for evil as if he did it directly. What's the difference if he does it directly or Satan does it? But God can stop him, but doesn't stop him. It's the same. God is still responsible for the evil. As hard as it is to believe that God is responsible for evil, and it's true, it's just true that he is, it's worse to believe that evil is chaotic, that it is apart from the control of God. God can't necessarily make good out of it. And that it can randomly strike anyone for no reason whatsoever. But the only thing that gets people through evil, even believers, I say even believers, because these so-called believers don't believe that all is of God, even they say, well, everything has a reason. Everything has a reason. Well, that can't be true if evil is not of God. It can't be true. Are we going to say that Satan is a reasonable creature? That if Satan is sovereign in bringing out evil, that he is doing it for a purpose, for a good purpose? No. With God, everything has a reason. There's a reason for everything. And when the people who say that, they infer from it, it's in their hearts, that it's a good reason. They don't mean it's for a bad reason. Well, there's a reason for everything. They don't mean there's a shitty reason for everything. There's a horrible, nightmarish, dark reason. Well, there's a really horrible reason for this. No. What they mean is, well, there's a good reason for it. They say it instinctively, even though their doctrine denies what they're saying. In their hour of need, in the hour when evil strikes them, even the Christians say, well, there's a reason for everything. I say even Christians because they're worse off spiritually than unbelievers. Unbelievers say that. Unbelievers. Most of the unbelievers I've talked to believe there's a reason for everything. Everything happens for a reason. The world is not in chaos. Everything in us screams against a chaotic world, a world that has no rhyme, no reason, no purpose. Random. Anyone who studies the universe knows that the universe is not random. So my question I always ask is, what's the worst evil ever done, ever? And when I suggest to people that it's the crucifixion of the Son of God, they all agree with me. Yes, that's the worst evil ever done. Most people will admit to that. That's the worst evil ever done. And I look at that and I say, well, God, yes, it is. And then I point to Acts chapter 4 that said that the crucifixion of Christ was accomplished according to the counsel and the foreknowledge of God. And of course, Isaiah said it pleased him to bruise his son. So the crucifixion was all of God. God did it. And people can clearly see that, yeah, well, that evil did produce a great result. Most Christians say this. I'm going to give you the exception here in a minute. You're not going to believe this. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, we can see the justification of that. It was a terrible evil, but it wrought the salvation of the world. And for those of us in the know, it even brought the salvation of Satan, the very one who, as an intermediary, killed Christ. God did it, but he used an intermediary to do it. Several intermediaries: Satan, Judas, the Jews, and the Romans. So people will admit that A, that's the greatest evil, and B, yes, we can justify it. So if you can justify the greatest evil, why can't you justify lesser evils? And yes, the rape of a 4-year-old girl is a lesser evil. It's terrible, don't get me wrong, it's terrible, it's horrible. Rape, murder, it's horrible. But the worst evil is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. That's justified. We can justify that because we see how it worked out. We see the answer. We see what it does. It's just that with these lesser evils, we haven't seen it yet. But they're lesser evils. If God can justify the greatest evil, of course he can justify lesser evils. And he will do it. I guarantee you that. I promise you that. Because he's God. All things work together for good. This knowledge is for us. But he's working all things together for the good of everyone. Because he loves the world. Thus God loves the world. John 3:16. However, I met a strange Christian one day who was almost consistent. He said God has nothing to do with evil. He's too pure, too holy. Only does good things. Then I asked this man, what's the greatest blessing in your life ever? He said, my salvation, he said just like this, my salvation is the greatest thing ever. I love my salvation, Martin. It's so great. Praise God for my... I said, what? Praise who? Praise God for my salvation. I said, well, why are you praising God? What do you mean, Martin? You just said God would have nothing, has nothing to do with evil. And this guy also admitted that the cross of Christ was the worst evil. I said, why would you praise God for your salvation? God had nothing to do with it. What do you mean God had nothing to do with it? Well, you said God wouldn't have anything to do with evil. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ was evil, wasn't it? Well, yeah, okay. Oh, he said God had nothing to do with that. It was the murder of his son. I said, well, who did have something to do with it? Well, the priests, the Romans, and Satan. Satan did it. Because God wouldn't do evil. And that was a great evil. He agreed with me. It was a great evil. God doesn't do evil. Therefore, God had nothing to do with the crucifixion. Nothing to do with it. That's what the guy said. He's consistent. He's consistent there. If God has nothing to do with evil, then the crucifixion being the worst evil, God had nothing to do with it. The problem is, see, most Christians don't follow through with that. They don't follow through with it logically. This guy did. Well, once I pointed it out to him, I'm not so sure. Because then I asked him, sir, what's the greatest blessing in your life? Best thing that ever happened to you. Oh, the day I was saved. I believe in Jesus Christ and I'm saved by Jesus Christ and I'm going to go to heaven when I die. And I thank God for the... And I stopped him. I said, you thank who? I thank God for my salvation. Stopped him again. So what do you mean you thank God? According to you, God had nothing to do with it. Couldn't say anything. According to you, God had nothing to do with it. Satan did it. The Romans did it. The Jews did it. To be consistent, sir, you cannot thank God for your salvation without being a hypocrite, as long as you're still willing to say that God has nothing to do with evil and therefore he had nothing to do with the crucifixion of Christ. I said, you might as well praise Satan. You don't say praise God in your church. You say praise Satan, praise those Romans, praise those Jews. Oh, that Roman that put that spear through his heart, praise God for that guy. He's the guy that saved me. Satan's the one that saved me. If Satan is responsible for the death of Christ, then Satan is the one who brought about your salvation. Because the greatest blessing in your life is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. A little inconsistent there. A little hypocritical. So let's look at these hypocrisies and then check out for today, shall we? God can't do evil, they say, and yet he will eternally torment most human beings in hell. That's strange. God doesn't do evil. He can't do evil. And yet, the crucifixion of Christ, which was the greatest evil, God claims credit for. And why shouldn't he? Because it was a purposeful act. It was a difficult act. It was a terrible act. But yet, it was needed to reach deep into humanity, to take the old humanity out by the roots, and to deliver the human race and the celestial world from sin into life with God for eternity. So it's justified. I think, and I contend to you today as I contend to you almost every day, the Christians have everything wrong and they're hypocritical in every single way. They're not consistent in anything. What would solve both these problems is to see, number one, evil has a purpose. God has a purpose in everything. He's a good God that does evil. He's not an evil God. He's a good God that does evil. Evil simply means to break, as I've told you many times. Evil has no moral tinge to it. Evil's not eternal. Evil's the opposite of good. It simply means to break. When God disciplines people, he works on evil. But it brings about a good. And the worst evil brought about good, so we know that lesser evils will also bring about good. And to know that eternal torment is a false teaching will relieve Christians of the hypocrisy of saying that God will eternally torment some people, but he can't do evil in this life because he's too pure, righteous, and holy. Well, he is pure, righteous, and holy. And because evil occurs, and because all is of God, 2 Corinthians 5:18, then evil must have a purposeful, holy, and righteous reason for being here. And it does. If it were permanent, then we could not excuse God for creating it. God would be unrighteous. But if it's a temporary expedient to bring people to a knowledge of God through the end of themselves, through whatever breaking they need, through whatever discipline they need, then evil will be justified in the end. And 1 Corinthians 15:26 announces that the last enemy is abolished, which is death. If death is the last enemy, then all other enemies will have gone before it, including evil. Evil is here for a reason. It's under control, as unlikely as it seems. It's not random. It doesn't happen to you by accident. Every single evil thing that comes into your life that breaks you or breaks someone near you or breaks something that you love is purposed by God for an ultimate good. God justified the greatest evil, that is the crucifixion of his son, so he can sure justify the smaller evils in your life.